It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj shaded Cardi B hard. She was talking about being compared to other female rappers.
Having a big push from a label does not make you great. And to me, doesn't mean that you're my competition or you're not my competition.
She went on to say that every 2 years people tell her that she's competition, but it's never true. Cardi B responded by tweeting, "I'm sick and tired of people trying to discredit me. I will not let anybody try to play me or make me feel like I didn't earn my blanking success. You can't buy what you see on this post, and that's fact." Looks like Cardi B, by the way, will be opening this year's MTV Video Music Awards 1 month after she pulled out of Bruno Mars' 24 Karat Magic World Tour. Ooh, Nicki's going to be there, so maybe there will be some epic beef. Like, remember the Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj? Remember that?
I want to see them go after each other in song.
I would love to see some juicy beef. We need some of that at the Video Music Awards. We never have that anymore.
Maybe Cardi B will use culture and just throw the baby at Nicki.
I need a what's good moment, okay? Travis Scott's going to be there. Post Malone, Logic, Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, and J-Lo. They're all performing. Cardi leads the way, by the way, with the most nominations this year with 10. The VMAs air on Monday at 9 Eastern on MTV. Looks like Kris Jenner still loves Kanye West, even if he does fantasize about getting with her daughters, despite being married to her daughter, Kim. Kris was recently asked about her thoughts on Kanye's new track, where he revealed that he wants to smash all four of his sisters-in-law. And Kris seemed to find it all kind of funny and said that she's got nothing but love for Ye.
I can see where he's coming from, because they're not identical, but they do look similar. Like, if you're attracted to one, you could be attracted to the other ones.
Right. Ariana Grande was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, and she had him carry her into a Starbucks, since they've, you know, they were kind of making fun of, like, tabloid stories that always say that she's a diva and has to be carried everywhere.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm Ariana Grande. I must be carried.
What are we after, Ariana? What do you want to eat?
Can I please have a soy latte?
What size would you like?
Oh, I'm going to get a grande.
Hey!
Get them every time.
Thank you.
Did you know I demand to be carried everywhere?
This is just, these are all
That is the kind of pop star I am.
Okay, hang on. You got it?
If you see me anywhere, it's because I didn't walk there myself, I promise.
There we go.
Bye.
He also asked her to do a Celine Dion impression because she's so good at it, and I just love this.
So if I said, okay, give me a, what's a Celine Dion run? What's that?
Thank you.
Hang on, wait, they're doing the floor. Yeah. Right, go on, okay, go.
I wanted to take a moment tonight. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for giving us a chance to perform for you. What a treat. Thank you. I finished crying in the instant that you left. Then I can't remember when I went or how.
Definitely a diva, but gosh, she's so talented.
She's so talented. I just love her talent, not her so much. And Simon Cowell thinks One Direction's legacy is too big for them not to get back together at some point.
Well, that's a good question. Louis's working with me on a show at the moment in the UK. I just think the legacy is too big not to go back to at one point. Plus, they have enough songs. I didn't realize how many hits they'd had. That when they do get back together, it will be a huge event. But look, they're all doing their own thing. They're all being successful. But I have a feeling it will happen. I really do.
Good news for Directioners.
Alex, slap that out of Liv's hand. Do not eat your oatmeal. Put it down. Put it down. Seriously, did you see this?
What?
You're going to go throw up right now. This is not good. Oatmeal breakfast foods contain unsafe amount of weed killer. Do you see this story?
Gross. I love oatmeal.
Yeah, you eat oatmeal every morning. You love oatmeal.
I literally
oatmeal.
Eat 2 packets every single morning.
Did I just not say to get that out of here? I don't want you to get sick.
Ew, do you put? So if you're making it at work, does that mean you put water in it?
Who doesn't put water in oatmeal? What do you put in it?
Milk.
I'm lactose intolerant, Alex.
Water is nasty in oatmeal.
No, it's not. Water is just as good.
It is not even close. If you have had milk in your oatmeal as opposed to water, it is a night and day difference.
If you don't know Alex, if you don't do something the exact way she does it, it is
You know what?
It's
true, because I'm all dry.
After 2 years, Liv, you just hit it on the head. Explain, because I can never explain to people about Alex. I'm like, well, she'll eat steak, and she'll eat the tips of asparagus, but she won't have ketchup on a burger, or she won't even eat a burger.
And she'll be like,
Oh,
ketchup on a burger.
Disgusting.
You know what? There is a reason for my outburst, and that's because I am always right. And if you do what I say, you will know, you'll learn that I am right about these things.
She is right about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's also wrong about a lot of stuff. Well, here's the thing. I'm being serious about it, and it's this. A number of popular breakfast foods, including cereals, granola bars, and instant oats, contain potentially dangerous amounts of the main ingredient in weed killer.
Delicious.
An environmental advocacy. That's what I said. Organization found that the chemical glyphosate was found in all but 5 of 29 oat-based foods. Almost all of them were tested, and they found that they had the active ingredient, which is in Roundup, the weed killer. Yeah, it's most heavily used in pesticides in the U.S. The chemical is believed to cause cancer. There's a list I put up on the Need to Know News blog, but I would check that because you could be eating 2 packets of cancer this morning.
That's disgusting.
Wait, so should I not eat my oatmeal this morning because I really want
to? Do you like
this.
To live? Live. Do you like to live?
I really like oatmeal.
All right, well, then just take a chance. You might be okay. Deputies in Georgia are investigating a string of thefts that include a major heist of ramen noodles. Nearly 100 grand. Did you hear me? $100,000 worth of ramen noodles. What are those, 99 cents a pack?
Yeah, that is
insane.
Honestly, I can't comprehend it. I can't even comprehend how much that is.
That's more than a lifetime supply. That's like a lifetime after a lifetime.
How did they transport it? Did they steal the truck it was in?
They were sitting in a large trailer that was parked at a store. Deputy said the 50-foot trailer was carrying noodles. It was secured at the time. So it doesn't say from the one story I read. I'm assuming they just drove off of the trailer and took it somewhere else.
Someone buying that much ramen noodles is also smoking a lot.
You think?
1,000%.
Do you think it was Jewel Daddy?
Your boyfriend? No, not that kind of smoke.
Oh, weed?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, those go... Oops, sorry, wrong one. That's what I meant. So those go hand in hand?
1,000%.
Do you like ramen noodles or no?
I haven't eaten them since I was a kid.
Okay,
I never think of ramen noodles as stoner food. Which,
by the way,
I say ramen noodles, which I know is wrong, but that's what I just say.
Wait, did I just hear
Didn't
Alex
she just
is
say
wrong?
She was always right, like a second
yes,
ago.
I know that's the wrong way to pronounce it, but I do say ramen noodles.
Yeah, I always think of them going hand in hand.
I always think of those going with college broke kids. I don't think
you
of it going with stoners.
You know what college broke kids are also doing?
Well, I know they're also smoking pot, but that's just what I think of in my mind.
All right. Ramen. What the heck is wrong with this girl over here? Okay, an Illinois. I love this old lady right here. A woman celebrated her 101st birthday at her favorite restaurant, Taco Bell. The woman named Ruth celebrated her past 18 birthdays at the restaurant since they opened in 2000. She goes to the restaurant at least twice a week and is currently hooked on those Taco Bell nacho fries. The employees like her so much they wrote "Happy Birthday, Ruth" up on their big marquee to celebrate her big day. She says, "I plan on spending my 102nd birthday at the same Taco Bell." Could you imagine her poops? They got to stink real bad.
Stop.
I'm just saying, old lady stuff already.
No.
Woof. Would not want to be leaving that bathroom after she's done with it. No, thank you. Now, I don't think you two worry about your scale number, do you? Like, when you step on the scale, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I weigh this much. Because I do it every week. Like, I weigh in for Joe's Journey, but
I don't own a scale.
I'm constantly. Well, good for you. You shouldn't.
I probably weigh myself, like, once every 3 weeks.
Okay. Do you freak out with it? You're like, this thing has got to be broken.
No. I'm normally, like, hover around this, like, around the same three
Well,
pounds.
Good. Well, I'm going to get rid of mine, too. An expert says your bathroom scales are likely lying to you. The engineer says scales are still pretty much basic machines that contain springs attached by levers and a pulley to a dial. And these scales contain lots of little mechanisms, which can easily get bent or thrown out of their measurements. So he says even electronic scales basically are the same thing. They're not that accurate. So I might be down 100 pounds, guys. And how are we going to know?
How are we going to know?
How are we going to know with broken scales? And how much free time do you have?
Quite a bit.
All right. You ever wonder how long it would take to watch everything on Netflix?
Probably
That,
years.
Like, gives me anxiety just thinking about.
Like, let's say, you know, we have a little radio vacation. They're no longer needing the Joe and Alex show services tomorrow. How long do you think it would take to go through everything on Netflix? Apparently, they know the answer to this now.
3 years.
I would say probably 14 years.
Wow. How about 8 months?
Oh, that's pretty easy. That's like doable.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You're like, well, I can do that. They're saying it would take 8 months to watch everything uploaded onto Netflix. Newly uploaded within the past year. So you're right. It probably would take longer than that. Researchers determined it would take 3,274 hours of viewing time to watch all the content on the streaming service from last year. That's 830 minutes or about 13 hours and 50 minutes and 40 seconds a day for 236 and a half days. They even worked out how much a day would, like how a day would work out, giving you time to go to the bathroom, get something to drink, sleep, toilet breaks, all those cool things. I mean, you don't need that, right? You can just sit in bed.
No, we don't need that.
Alex, no, just wear a diaper.
Alex is like, I could do it in 7 months.
Let your skin grow into your mattress.
Can we end it any other way besides skin growing into mattress?
It's happened before. That one woman had to be cut out of a recliner.
Ew, gosh, that's so disgusting.
Can you just say please Ramen stop. Noodles or something, please?
Ramen noodles.
There we go. That's Joe's need to know news. Hey, Liv.
Hey, yeah.
Riddle me this.
We're going to play a little game right now. You guys ready? Call this one Riddle Me This. And I don't understand this. And Liv, I don't mean to insult you, but you're not dumb. Like, you're not a dumb person.
No.
You're the only one on the show that actually went to college.
Right.
You graduated, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But you've got a little ditziness to you.
Sure,
I do, too.
Sure.
But you definitely
I'm
have
ditzy.
The blonde stereotype down.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of common sense. And I
make
am
bad
not
life
scared
choices.
That, and I'm not scared to ask questions. So I feel like I ask a lot more questions that people would be embarrassed to ask.
Sure.
But I'm not embarrassed to admit
like
that
common
I don't
sense
something.
Questions.
People love that. No filter.
But so, you're so good at riddles. You stumped Alex and I like 5 or 6 in a row. Finally, I got one. So.
I'm a very good critical thinker.
Okay. I suck at riddles. I can't get one because I overthink it. When the answer is really the answer is really pretty simple, and I just don't get it. It goes right over my head. So, Liv will have one riddle, and the first person that gets it right will win the second row American Idol Live tickets.
I know. I'm trying to pick which one to do because they're a little.
Oh, don't take it easy. You pick
okay.
which one you want. Hey, if nobody wins today, that's fine. Alex and I can go to the show.
That's right.
Second row,
hey,
baby.
What about me?
It's only a pair of tickets. What do you want me to do? All right, let's get somebody on the phone. Laura. Is it Laura or Lara?
Laura.
Oh, riddle me this. Liv the web girl. Let's get the riddle on.
Okay. All right. Are you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
There is a house with 4 walls. All of the walls are facing south. A bear is circling the house. What color is the bear?
All right, Laura, I'm going to chalk this up to you don't know.
Oh. Just like that.
Out.
All right, next one we have is Mason.
Hey, Mason, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Riddle me this.
There's a house with 4 walls. All of the walls are facing south. A bear is circling the house. What color is the bear?
3, 2.
Brown.
Oh, your own built-in buzzer right there.
Yeah.
So, so we're narrowing it down. This bear is not brown. Hopefully people are listening. Let's go to Ryan on the Joe and Alex show. Ryan, listen to the riddle, okay?
Okay.
All right. There is a house with 4 walls. All of the walls are facing south. A bear is circling the house. What color is the bear?
Riddle me this.
Is it white?
That's correct.
But why?
How?
Why is the bear white?
All...
I want to know if Ryan knows.
Okay, Ryan, do you know?
Is it like on the North Pole?
That's correct.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. I love it. Alex's head is about to explode.
All the walls are facing south because they're in the North Pole. So all the walls are facing south because the North Pole is the most northern part of the globe.
Like right
what
next to Santa.
What the heck is this crap? It's too early for this for me.
Oh,
it's not,
my gosh.
That was not that hard.
This
that
is
was
so
not
hard.
That hard.
You know, I'm glad that he won the tickets. Good for him. I definitely suck at this game, and it is way too hard for me.
Would you say this is another example of what you were wrong about?
No, I was never wrong. I mean, I never guessed. I said I wasn't
can't be
good at
wrong
this.
Wrong if you don't guess.
Yeah, I said I was right that this is way over my head. I suck at these riddles.
I know. We're just kidding.
Yeah, we love you. You're kind of smart. Ryan, congratulations winning second row American Idol tickets. Hey, tomorrow at this time, you get to win first row American Idol tickets here on the Joe and Alex show. I want you to guess what happened to me the other day, which I think is one of the rudest things that people can do in public. This is just rude. It's annoying. I want you to try to guess what happened to me. 317-239-1009. Let's go around the room here. Maybe you guys could play spoiler. Alex, what do you think the rudest thing is somebody can do in public? Because I had three people pretty much at the same time do this when I was waiting for my car to get fixed.
Crop dust you?
Very, very good guess, but it was not letting one rip.
Okay. That's
so, but that is a good one. That is rude when you crop dust.
I feel like I know this, and I just want to preface this, that I don't think it's rude. Talk on the phone.
Wow, look at Liv the Web Girl saying that talking on the phone around other people is not rude. That's exactly what happened.
I figured, because you just seemed like the type that, like...
He would.
Oh, it's so rude, even though that's not rude at all.
Yes, it is.
Was it on speakerphone or normal phone?
Some were on speaker, some were not on speakerphone.
Speakerphone is rude.
Incredibly rude, both of them.
Speaker is rude.
You know what it was? It was these old biddies, too. I had to hear their whole freaking life story for a good 45 minutes to an hour while I was waiting for my car to get fixed.
So, why didn't you call one of your friends and talk on the phone?
Well, two reasons, Liv. One, I don't have any friends.
That seems like a personal problem.
Two, I don't have any friends. I don't think you should be on your phone because of this. It's rude. I hear your entire conversation. One old biddy was talking about, I gotta go to the Kroger's after this and go get my inhaler. It's $125. And I feel bad for her because that's a lot of money for an old person. But I don't need to hear all your personal stuff. What's next? Am I gonna hear about how you have like an irritable bowel?
What's
like,
the difference between...
Take it outside. Like we're in a lobby, like a waiting room.
But what's the difference between two people having a conversation with each other in real life in the waiting room and just being on their phone?
I don't get that.
If you're doing it that loud, I think that's pretty rude, too.
Well, yeah, you can't talk loud.
The other woman, for 40 minutes, on speakerphone, just like, girl, let me tell you something, girl. I'm like, oh, girl, shut up.
Yeah, the speakerphone thing is rude.
Yeah, speakerphone is unacceptable.
But when you're waiting in a waiting room, what else is there to do but to talk on the phone?
Go. Text. You don't have texting? You don't have a text plan?
No, but I would rather talk on the phone than text, for sure.
Okay, and well, then go outside. Go outside. There's plenty of room to talk outside on the car lot.
I mean, I normally would, but if they're talking somewhat quietly, then I don't see what the problem is. It's 2018. Here's the thing. Every single person has a cell phone. Every single person talks on the phone. Every single person is on their phone all of the time. You just have to accept the fact that people are going to be talking on the phone around you.
You don't think it's rude?
No.
Then in the background, it's like a knockoff of Jerry Springer and Steve Wilkos. It's that big chef guy that's also kind of like a Jerry Springer wannabe. And he's up there at his little show. It's like, I'm going to take my kids back. So I got that yelling crap in the background.
They always have that on waiting rooms.
So you don't think it's a big deal, Alex? You think it's okay to talk out loud on your phone? Not even on speakerphone, but just like, yeah, baby.
You need to try to talk at a quieter volume.
No, but they weren't, though.
You need to, like talk like this.
Oh, like hey, like, what are you wearing?
No, not what are you wearing,
sorry.
But just talking in a lower voice.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Kyle.
Kyle, was it you who was on the other end of one of those phones?
No, it wasn't. But I just wanted to say that talking on the phone is only rude in certain situations. But this is besides the point. I just wanted to call and say, Joe, you don't have any friends. I'll be friends with you. You can come hang out.
Aww.
Go get drinks, do whatever.
Don't do that.
Are you telling me or Kyle not
you,
to?
You don't know him. Sorry, Kyle.
I think
you
that's
do know
nice.
Me. You met me before. I work for a place that you guys were doing a Santa gift wrap.
Okay.
You know where he works. I think you should do it,
and
Joe.
I'm always down for stuff, and he hasn't killed me yet. I mean, wouldn't you think if he's going to kill me, he'd kill me by now?
That is possible, but...
How many people have you killed, Kyle?
I haven't killed anybody. That's why...
Okay.
I'm a pretty upstanding citizen.
That's good.
All right.
I'll take that, then. Now, do you think it's rude, though, if people are on their phone, like these two old biddies?
I don't think it's necessarily rude.
Kyle, I'm going to have to talk to you later, buddy, because I have a problem with that
Kyle,
one right there.
Kyle, we can hang out, because I don't think it's rude either.
I don't think it's that rude.
I don't think it's that rude, but I think that there are certain situations where you shouldn't talk on your phone, but if you're waiting for your car to be fixed, it's not that big of a deal.
I can't believe, like, what's wrong with society? I thought everybody would be up in arms and pissed.
I think it's more rude that you're referring to these older women as biddies.
I do, too.
I think that is way more rude and disrespectful.
What would you call
you're
them?
You're way more rude than the people on their phone.
These older women?
Yeah.
Listen, these women were alive when Jesus was on the earth, okay? That's all.
I don't care if you're calling them, like, older women. You're calling them biddies. Like, that's disrespectful. That's rude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's rude. Talking on the phone is rude. That's rude.
This break just took a turn. Joe was not expecting for him to be called out.
I did nothing wrong, and I am so disappointed that nobody listening to the show picked up their phone and called in to defend it. So thanks for not having my back, Indy. I appreciate it. Ask Alex. All you got to do to be on the show is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show, and then slide into our DMs.
Every Thursday we do this, and, you know, I don't know why, because none of us are professionals. You really should see a therapist. This is not, I don't know why people trust us.
I don't think we've helped anybody, by the way, either, as far as I know.
We definitely have never helped anyone. This week's email that I got from a listener, usually they include their phone number and they don't mind that we call them, but this one really wanted to remain anonymous, and I totally get why. It's short and sweet and to the point, so I'm just going to read what she wrote me, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
Dear Alex, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I have a third nipple.
Nice.
I've met lots of people who have this, but it's barely noticeable. Mine is very obviously a third nipple. I've been seeing someone for a month, and we still haven't had alone time, if you catch my drift. Do I need to warn him about my extra N before the lights go off, or can I let him figure it out on his own? Signed, Three's Company. What do you think, Liv?
1,000% let him know beforehand. But hey, that just, I feel like that's like a superpower.
How does that conversation go, Liv the Web Girl?
Yeah, how do you tell the guy, like, hey, by the way, I got one more of these?
I think when you start making out, maybe just be like, hey, you know, I've got some extra power in my chest area. That is a third nipple.
Here's the thing I don't know. Like, I just Googled it, and they say it's a supernumerary nipple, also known as a third nipple, triple nipple, accessory nipple. It is a condition.
Accessory nipple.
That's what it says. Wikipedia, it says, often mistaken for moles, these supernumerary nipples are diagnosed in humans at the rate of about 1 in 18 people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that have extra nipples.
But I've heard, though, before, too, like, I knew a guy, and I think his third nipple was, like, almost on his stomach, like, lower. It's not necessarily by your pecs or your chest area.
But she's saying, like, because I have a friend that has it.
Okay.
But hers, it's like, it doesn't even look, I was like, I would have never even seen it. It's so light, and it's just like a dot on her tummy.
How do you know the difference between, like, a skin tag? I feel like if, like, someone had a skin tag,
you know what a skin tag
almost,
is.
Like, mistake that for a third
Harry
nipple.
Harry Styles has a third nipple.
Does he really?
Yes, check it out. No, I'm not even trying to be like...
Do you have a photo of it?
It's below his nipple there. You see it?
Interesting.
The first time I thought a third nipple was hot.
Well, I don't think it's gross.
I think it's weird.
It's just your body.
I think that's going to make it weird. I think you don't say anything unless he does. Like, I think you just...
Mark Wahlberg has a third nipple.
I didn't know what a third nipple looked like. I was imagining, like, a legitimate...
Well, that's what she's saying. She said some people... Here, the email. Let me read it again.
Go ahead.
She says... I've met lots of people who have this, but it's barely noticeable. Mine is very obviously in all capital letters, third nipple. So I think she's saying it looks like another one.
I think if he's seeing that, then I think he's going to be caught off guard. He's like, whoa, what is that? Like,
wait, come on. What are we, 2-year-olds here?
Yeah, the
people
question,
have moles on their body.
But here's
the
thing.
Nipples. It's not that big of a deal.
If you have a significant body deformity.
Yeah. That's not a deformity
yes,
on your
is.
Body.
That is.
A
yes, it is.
Nipple?
That does fall into that category. If you have a deformity, like
it
let's
does
say
not.
Let's say you're missing a leg, okay? Let's
you're
say you are.
You're comparing me missing a limb
I'm
to me having
anything.
A third nipple.
Would you just let me finish the freaking sentence?
Go ahead.
I'm saying if anyone has any anything missing that you would not know unless clothes came off or different about them, do you feel like you are, like it is required of you to have to give that information to someone before you do the do?
No.
So you just do it. So you just take your pants off and you're missing a leg. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, no, I think that she needs to tell him because I think that he's going to be shocked and maybe he's like, like he needs to know what he's, just so he doesn't have a bad reaction. Like what if he sees it and he's like, oh, God.
I just don't know how you have that conversation.
Who would do that though? If Lindsay had a wiener and I didn't know she had a wiener, I'd be like, oh my God, what is that? But that's not something that normally happens there that you think about. A third nipple or a mole or whatever you have.
That can be shocking.
A mole?
To who
cares? I'm not talking about moles. I'm saying a significant body deformity that, like, you know, someone's definitely going to notice if your clothes come off. Like, how do you respond to that? You know?
But if you like the person and you're actually going to see them with their clothes off,
well,
you shouldn't care.
Well, how do you know this guy likes her? We're
not
saying this guy is a good guy. We don't know.
No, I'm just saying, like, does she need to feel like it's required of her to disclose this information?
It's not required. To answer your question, it's not required. And I wouldn't be a guy. You're dumb if you're any guy or girl just taking your clothes off for somebody that doesn't care about you or like you.
Don't call them dumb. You don't know them. They can do whatever they want.
If you're going to sleep with somebody and they don't like you or care about you, yeah, you're dumb and you've got issues with yourself.
So,
you don't think so?
I think you're slut shaming right now. That's what it sounds
yes,
like you're doing.
Yes, if you're going to whore around a guy or a girl, yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why are you judging people?
Missy Cat.
Why are you slut shaming people?
Missy Cat on Twitter says if she's
going
to
continue. You're judging people. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen. She says if she's going to continue to see him, then yeah, it's pretty unavoidable. He's going to see it eventually. So your all's responses is, Liv, you think she needs to tell?
I think she should. I don't think that it is required, but I think if she wants it to go over as smoothly as possible, then I think she needs to tell him, just so if they're doing it, he's not like, oh, whoa, like, just so he knows.
Joe, and you think she doesn't need to tell?
No, it's a third nipple. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to make you sick.
Well, none of this stuff would hurt you.
If you got the clap, yeah, let the person know. But if you're going to be hooking up with them and you got an extra one, it's probably going to be dark anyways.
What if you have an extra toe? Do you think you need to tell somebody, hey, I have a sixth toe?
No, wouldn't you see the sixth toe eventually? No,
well, if they're always on dates and they're wearing socks and shoes, no, you wouldn't.
Do I have to put that on my Bumble profile? Hey, I've got 11 toes.
I would swipe right because I think that kind of stuff is cool.
Yeah, you're into web feet too. You're like, oh, he can swim well.
Honestly, I know that she asked me, but I am indifferent. I don't think that there is a right or wrong answer.
No,
I think it's what you're comfortable with. I think it's what you're comfortable with, Three's Company, as you sign the email. That's
funny.
What I think. Yeah, she is funny. Yeah, see, you got a great sense of humor. Maybe you could make a joke about it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just be like, hey, so fun fact about me, I've got a third nipple, what up? I feel like you seem to have the personality that you could handle the situation in a fun and not an awkward way.
And
so
if he has
that's
a
my
problem
advice.
With it, then I say you move on from that person because we all have got our own unique body things right there. I don't think you should be worrying that much about it. But thanks for reaching out. If you got a question, you know what to do. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com or on our Instagram or Twitter. Send us a direct message. It's @joeandalexshow. This is an extreme case of hoarding. Usually you think of dogs or cats and they're just in really bad conditions. But did you see the story here? More than 600 birds were removed from a home in Ohio.
Is that your mom?
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have brought this up. No, my mom no longer has birds.
But doesn't she live in Ohio?
She does. My mom lives in Ohio and takes care of my grandma. My mom's originally from Ohio.
And doesn't she live in Columbus?
Well, she's a little north of that. It's near there, yeah.
And isn't this a case from Columbus?
Yeah, it's from Columbus, Ohio. Have you seen this story already?
This is your mom, Joe.
Alex. Stop. My mom is not a crazy bird lady. She did at one time.
They had 600 birds in this house?
Yeah, no. My mom, if we're talking about my mom, had at one time, she had like 4 or 5, maybe 6 birds. Some were bigger than others, but that's what they had here. Yeah, the crews from the Columbus Humane and American Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals found parakeets, cockatails, finches, macaws. My mom had some macaws. African gray parrots, Amazon parrots, and cockatoos. Wow, it was only 1,000-square-foot home in this Columbus area. That's
gross.
Insane.
Wait. Oh, I think your mom is calling us, Joe, to talk about the birds.
My mom is not. Hello, who is this on the Joe and Alex show?
Joey Bear, it's Mom. They took my birds.
This is not my mom. Okay, what's going on?
Joey Bear, can you get on your radio box and ask bring them back. They took Jimmy, Sadie, Teresa, Bonnie, Brian, Jessica, and Wayne. I can't remember the names of the other ones, but one of them ate my shoelace and another one crapped in my hair.
One of the birds crapped in your hair?
Also, have you seen my shirt, Joey Bear? It's the one with the wolf howling at the moon. I can't find it. Do you think one of the birds took it?
Mom, you're not my mom. Did you check the, washer or dryer?
Oh, no. When are you going to come visit me? I lost my remote in the recliner. I can get your Lunchables for dinner if you come over.
Okay. I'll be there soon.
Please get my birds back. I can't eat all of this bird seed by myself.
You're not supposed to eat bird seed. It's for birds.
It's so filling. I miss you.
Okay. Bye.
I love you. Bye-bye.
That's interesting.
I love your mom. Can we have her on the show, come into the studio sometime?
I don't know if she can make the trip up here. She had to get a truck fixed after it ran over.
Justice for Joe's mom's birds.
No, my mom had like 6 birds, not 600, but I think they're all gone now. I think our ex took them.
Your family is so interesting. I'd like to make it a weekly thing that they call in.
I would not like to do that. I can't expose the city of Indianapolis to so much white trash, which is me and my family. Alex is taking it back, in my opinion, to like the MySpace top 8 with something that you're wondering if other single girls do. And we want you to call in at 317-239-1009. So what are you doing?
And by single, I mean not married. So I have, if you're new to the show, I have a boyfriend that I've been seeing for around 5 months. And it's a serious relationship, but I'm not married yet. So that's what I mean.
It feels like marriage, but not yet.
So the other day I found myself doing something in my head.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
What?
And yes, I do this. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, can you? Do you know?
Yes, you order your bridesmaids.
Yes.
You what?
I just now got this.
In my head, like, one of my friends will do something. Like, I have in my head, like, a number. Like, I know, hey, these, you know, 4 or 5 girls or whatever are the girls that I would want to be my bridesmaids.
Like, you're ranking them?
Yeah. So in my mind, as days go on, I rank them according to like things that they do that may or may not piss me off. So
if they're in your good graces, so they're moving up.
On Monday, this girl might be my maid of honor, but then like by Wednesday, now she might be fourth down the line because she didn't like any of my Instagram pictures. You know what I mean? I'm like, fine.
Oh my God, this is so petty.
So it is petty, but I don't tell anybody this.
Of course.
But in my mind, I'm just like, oh, you don't text me back? Fine, you're now second. You know, I'm like, I do that. And I didn't know if anyone else did this. And I was like, am I mean for doing this? Like, am I a horrible person? Or do other single, non-married girls, when they think about their future bridesmaids, do this?
317-239-1009.
So I don't change my order based on like what they do and what they don't do. But it's something that I like think about a lot. I'm like, I'll probably have her as my maid of honor. I think about the order of it. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, I haven't really talked to her in a while. So I think that she would be before her. But it's not really based on like, they didn't like my Instagram photo. But I also have 3 older sisters. So like,
they're taking up already.
It is taking up a lot of room.
So with Liv, right, especially, you really got to be good. You mess up one time, you might be you're knocked out of the wedding forever.
I have no sisters and my boyfriend doesn't have any sisters.
Oh, wow. So anybody's up for grabs. Now, Alex, I'd love for you to, but you probably won't say the names. But has anybody maybe in the past month or two been bumped up or down a position?
Oh, 100%. One of my friends, yeah. Well, one of my
up
friends,
or down.
She
up.
Got out. She got knocked out of the whole bridesmaids group because
she
didn't tell me happy birthday, and she hasn't liked any of my Instagram pictures since last October.
Oh, I remember. You didn't say her name, but this is a sore subject. I remember that one. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Ashley.
Ashley, do you kind of do the same thing Alex and Liv are doing here with the bridesmaids?
Totally. I feel like I know who my maid of honor is, but the others are, and I also changed the number, so we haven't set like whether we're having, you know, 4 or 5 or 6. So I'm constantly like, well, if they're not so good, maybe I'll cut it to 4.
That's cutthroat. So are you engaged or just dating and you just imagine your wedding?
Engaged.
Okay, gotcha. So you're really thinking about it. So every day, these girls have no idea how close they are to really being cut out.
I feel like the Godfather or something, like, you know, not today for you.
It is a little bit of a power trip.
I'm going to make her an offer. She can't refuse.
Thank you for calling.
317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Alyssa.
Alyssa, do you do the top things with your bridesmaids? People coming in, coming out?
Yes, and I'm not even married, but I only do it because of, like, how girls could be so petty sometimes, and I don't even have, like, a lot of friends, and I literally have maybe, like, 5 friends in my friend group, so obviously they're all in, but it just depends. Like Alex said, if they, like, piss me off or don't do something or don't come to my birthday, they're off the list, and I have it in my notes, and it's so funny.
You have a notebook of this?
Yes, I have, like, literally all my friends, and if one of them don't, like, call me back or say they're going to do this with me or go to my birthday party or whatever, they're off the list.
I'm imagining you scratching out their names like in Mean Girls.
For real. No burn book. I mean, obviously, they're still my friends, but it's like, I don't know. I don't have the type of friends who are friends with my other friends.
Is, like, there somebody right now, that way maybe they're listening, just say their name, like who's on the cusp of getting kicked out so maybe they can right the ship? Like, give us one name.
Oh, gosh.
You know who it is. Just say the name, like, you know, that way they can, you're helping them.
Oh, who like, on my bottom?
Yeah, like, who could get kicked out if they mess up one more time? Like, they don't wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Help them. They need to know.
Hannah, probably. Hannah.
Hannah! Okay.
Hannah!
You heard it. Step it up, Hannah. Step it up.
Poor Hannah. Are you surprised? Or do you think you were one of the only girls that did that?
No, okay, so I thought maybe I was the only one that did that, so that's what I want to know. When you were listening to me tell this, were you like, holy crap, I thought I was the only one. I didn't know that Alex did this too. That makes me feel better. Or you think, no, you're for sure the only one. You're crazy.
All right, let's do one more call right here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Tiffany,
are you like Alex and all these other girls? They have kind of a top whatever 5 or 8, kind of like MySpace back in the day, of people that are possible bridesmaids, but they could be kicked out if they don't like your Instagram photo or make you mad?
I wouldn't say my Instagram photo thing, but I've actually considered it with my sister.
Ooh.
Because my older sister, I've never really been that close with, and there are times where she's, like, chosen her friends over her family. And there are times where she's, like, done that to me. So I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, now you're, like, bottom last. Like, and sometimes I'm like, maybe I don't want her in it at all. I don't know.
You have to have your sister in the wedding, though, right?
Well, I have 2 sisters, and I'm closer with the other.
Make her an usher.
Oh, no. You are petty. I know, exactly. What's wrong with you guys?
Look, the moral of the story is, women who are listening, if you didn't think or didn't know that other women do this, you better watch out, because you could be in that bottom half of the bridesmaid line there and about ready to lose your spot.
How many guys are listening, like myself right now? I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, I'll tell you right now, guys don't do this.
Because,
like,
women are way more petty.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you're honest about that. Thank you. Believe it or not, here on the Joe and Alex Show, we judge each other a lot. And I feel like you owe me an apology, Alex. I feel like what you did this morning was kind of rude, and I don't think anybody's going to agree with you either. 317-239-1009. I bring food in. We all bring stuff. You got your Cheerios and your Sunny D. Liv's got her rat poison oatmeal, which, seriously, there's a recall. Be careful with that. And me, I bring in some cheese and some sausage, and I brought in some barbecue-flavored pork rinds. And I'm almost done with the bag, so I only had, like, maybe a serving left.
He has crumbs left. First of all, that's gross in itself.
Well, yeah, I wish they were all solid, but they crunch easily.
When it's all a bunch of little tiny crumbs at the bottom, that's when you throw it out, first of all.
No, I did. I it was left. I wasn't going to, like, finger pick it and, like, lick it like it was Cheeto dust or something off my fingers. Like, blah, 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 blah. But Alex, like, where's your clip at? And I'm like, my clip?
Yeah, he pulls out this open bag of chips out of his lunchbox. What? And I'm like, why aren't those rolled up with a clip? That's disgusting. And I was like, did you keep those chips like that in your pantry? And he said yes.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Inside of our house, do we have chip clips? I'm sure we have a few here and there. Most of the clips we have are on our fridge to hold up notes next to the magnets and different things. But with these, like these pork rinds, they're not going to get ruined if they don't get clipped up.
Yes, they do. And, they get stale. And anything
chip
does.
Clips, and chip clips don't do that good of a thing. You really think it's keeping your chips from getting stale? It's not.
Yes, it does. One, yes, it does. Two, people that keep their cereal boxes in their pantry like open and the bags just open inside. They don't roll it down and try to shut the top of it. They put their Cheez-Its, open box, open bag in the pantry and stuff like that. Ever since I was little, that has always been my number one thing that like traumatizes me when I go to somebody else's house. When I go to someone else's house and they like offer me snacks, like if I'm at a sleepover or something like that with friends, ever since I was growing up, I would ask them, hey, are these new? Like if they hand me a bag of chips or were they open? And if they were, did you guys have a chip clip on them in the pantry? And I had so many friends growing up, family members, you name it, that would just set their snacks open, you know, Zesta crackers or whatever, saltine crackers in the cabinet open, and they don't shut them. They absolutely get stale. By the next day, they are stale tasting. And I don't understand how so many American families do this and don't taste the staleness, or they ignore it, or
no,
something.
No, things get stale after a while, but like, for example, these pork rinds I got here, the barbecue flavor, I didn't have a clip on them. All I did, I know right now, like, these are all crumbs now, but roll it up, and it's good, and you, what you do is, if you don't have a clip, you just, like, wedge it against something. Well, that doesn't work right now, but you wedge it against something or between something so it stays like that. See how I did it?
Well, yeah, that would work, but, like, 99% of the time, it unrolls on itself. It doesn't just stay
it's
rolled like that.
It's not gonna hurt you, though. It's a little bit of air.
If you don't wrap up your cereal box correctly and put it in the pantry, the next day your cereal is stale, and it's so disgusting.
It's all in your head, like all your things with your food. It's just what you perceive in your mind.
I dated the same guy all throughout high school, and we were high school sweethearts, and so his family got to know me really, really well. I was over there at his house more than I was at my own house with my own parents, and his mom and dad and his whole family would never wrap up their snacks. And I'm very high maintenance, so I did the same thing like I just told you about how I would ask, well, was this new or whatever? So his mom started when she would hand me like a bag of cheese crackers or something like
that. Pre-packaged.
It was pre-packaged, and she would say, yes, Alex, these are brand new. You're the first one to open them because I know that if they were open, you won't eat them. And so she would start to buy individual, like, you know, like lunch.
Serving sizes,
like lunch
yeah.
box, right. Like wrap chips and stuff like that, that you pack your lunches with and stuff, only for me to keep at their house for snacks.
The party
because
packs.
I wouldn't eat out of the stuff that they were all eating out of because they didn't ever wrap it. They'd eat out of it for a month. I'm like, you're eating cardboard snacks at that point because they're all stale. That's so gross.
You're so,
if you're not
demanding.
No, you know what? Because look, I'm living a better quality of life than you because I'm about that chip clip life.
I am not about that chip clip life. You can roll it up, put it against something. It works just the same. You're being a chip clip diva.
Other people that don't do this, you're gross. And you have no standards for yourself.
Lindsay. This is my wife, Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Morning.
All right, not my wife. Hey, what up?
How are you?
We're good. We're just trying to figure out if you're about that chip clip life or not.
No. I mean, sometimes, yeah, I can see using a chip clip, but not everything. And Alex, you are so hard on Joe all the time.
Thank you. There's a petition online, a gov thing or whatever like that.
What part of town do you live in?
Oh,
West
no.
Side.
The West Side?
Yeah.
Like where?
Like Avon.
Oh, now see, that's why. That's why you're not about that chip clip life.
Oh, whatever.
What does that mean? What are you trying to say?
I'm just messing with you.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Lindsay, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Leanne, you're on the show, and what do you do when it comes to those chips?
You got to put the chip clip on there. I mean, do you tighten your bread back up? I
yeah.
Mean, even if the snack's in a Ziploc bag, do you push all the air out before you seal it up?
Yep.
I mean,
well, the air's not going to affect it that much. Now, when it comes to bread, I don't use those twisty things. They're so freaking annoying. I'll take the bread, I'll give it a spin, and tuck it under. And then I put it up against the fridge.
You got to use the chip clips. I have kids, and they know it's a rule that you got to put the chip clips in the bag.
Yeah, that'll be a rule for my future kids, too. You better believe it. They'll be grounded. No chips ever again if they don't do it.
Well, there goes their whole source of food, then. Nikki on the Joe and Alex show, what do you think?
I'm in between. I'm sorry. I'm more for Alex, though. You got to tie that up. I'm sorry. I just heard you say about the bread. you don't piss tie your bread? Oh, that would make me mad. I would hide the bread from you.
Wait, that would be gross.
Hold on. Nikki, what the hell does a little piece of twine or whatever that is, that does nothing.
It does do something. It does. And you know what, Alex? I feel you going over to somebody's house. Like, if I have company over, I'm going to make sure I got me a fresh bag of chips or something to offer to you. Because, you know, personally, sometimes I go in my bag, I put my hand in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I eat a chip. So I'm not going to sit here and offer you some chips out of a bag that's my community bag at home. So
listen to how gross.
Are you scratching your crotch? What's wrong with your chip bag? Thank you, Nikki.
Listen how gross this listener is. Eric just tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. He said, I have never owned a chip clip in my life. I actually leave a bag of Flamin' Hots open so that they do get stale.
Ew.
I like them better stale. Also, I let my cereal sit in the milk until it gets soggy before I eat it. Eric,
it depends
delete
on how long you
your
let
Twitter.
No. It depends on how long Eric lets his cereal sit in the milk, because when it gets a little sog, that's when it's the best.
That is nasty. And then Kelly Jo Smith said, total chip clip, and if it's cereal, it goes in the fridge. There are tiny bugs that crawl around on shelves that you can't see, and they get in the bags.
Ew.
I keep flour and sugar in the fridge as well. Kelly Jo, I can eat at your house. I'll come
Kelly
over.
Kelly Jo, let me give you a reality alert here. All the food we eat, whether it's at home or in a kitchen, whenever it's made, there's bugs in the process. You know how many bugs you're eating? Trust me, you're eating tons of them. Alice, you're on the Jo and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Yo!
Good morning.
Yo.
Jo, I love you. You're wrong. You're so wrong. Okay, for one, I don't buy big family size bags. We shop Sam's Club, so we buy an individual bag. So we really don't have this problem. But no. And the bread thing, Jo, for one, you never put bread on your refrigerator. It dries it out, even if it's near it, bread or cereal, if you guys didn't know that.
How do you know this? Hold on. You're just saying that, but how do you know?
I'm a mom. I have a 14-year-old. You know how long I've been living the chip life, honey?
She's about that chip clip life.
Right. You are so that person that orders pizza and doesn't eat all of it and just leaves it out on the counter, and then the next morning you just warm it up and eat it.
No. You are, Alice, you are so wrong in your statement. That's my wife, by the way.
Lindsay, no!
That's nasty. When I'm done with food, it goes back in the fridge.
I have a friend that does that, and I just cannot tell her too many times. Like, she doesn't care. She's like, it's okay. It's still edible.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Alice,
isn't that gross?
It is gross. Let's take this online. Jo and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
We have polls up on both, so you can vote.
All right. Let us know what you think if you're that chip clip life. That's like a tongue twister, by the way. Or if you're like, nah, you're like me. It's like, it's not that big of a deal.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Jo and Alex Show.
Oh, man. We're about to have us a French fry fight. Bully's Famous Franks in Maine made a change in late June, so not too long ago. What was their change? Well, they switched from crinkle cut to straight cut French fries, and that's
when unacceptable.
Ketchup hit the fan.
Oh,
apparently not. Came a lot of outrage. People were upset. One of the owners said a man came in earlier this month angry about the French fry change and ended up threatening to fight the guy.
Jeez.
When he kicked the guy out for becoming disorderly and just being an idiot around customers, the guy just flipped out. People think they're changing tradition, though the owner says they've given so much respect to the previous owners. The new owners took over the place in 2017. It used to be open from 1962 to 2014, like three generations of the same family, but then it closed down and they eventually sold it, and these new owners opened it up, you know, this past year or so. Well, with that opening, they've had to do a lot of repair work around there, and one thing they did to save some money is, I guess it's cheaper to get these regular straight fries compared to the crinkle cut.
Oh, no.
But people ain't having it.
They're like, absolutely not.
They are pissed. So it's actually gotten so bad there over this French fry change that now the mom of one of the daughters that worked to register won't let her daughter work there anymore. They're saying there's threats of people coming in, throwing things, and it's all over crinkle cut fries being
so
taken
dramatic.
Away.
That's insane.
Do you have a French fry preference, or are you not a fry lover? Because crinkle cut is the way to go.
My favorite fries ever.
You like the waffle fries, right? You like
those?
Well,
I don't actually. I actually hate waffle fries. It took me many years to get into the Chick-fil-A fries, but I just eat at Chick-fil-A so much because of chicken nuggets that I've now gotten used to them. So like, yeah, I do like those fries with Chick-fil-A sauce, which is the only sauce I will eat besides ketchup. But I like McDonald's, but my thing is I'm more about are fries crispy or soggy soft.
Same.
I cannot do soggy soft fries.
Me neither. I hate soft fries.
All fries get soggy after a while. I agree. They're not that good though. But Culver's, the crinkle cut's legit. But I actually,
oh, those are good.
I never even had waffle fries until Chick-fil-A, and I think I'm addicted to those things now. Like every time I go, I'm like, yeah, waffle fries.
The main fries I like now are like fancy restaurant fries.
See,
that's what I'm into.
I hate those.
I hate like the thick steak fries.
Yeah, what's that? You're just lazy. Cut them up.
I don't know. I don't like the like super thick.
Potato wedges?
Potato wedges.
It's
or
like a rectangle.
Kind of like, yeah, the rectangle.
Oh, I don't
really
like those.
Thick potato-y ones.
You can build a potato house out of that.
I love Hopcats crack fries.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, they're so crispy and the seasoning on them is
never
like
go
amazing.
There enough.
You've never had the crack
no,
fries?
No, I have once and they were good, but I just never go there because it's like a beer place and I'm not a beer drinker.
True, they got a bunch of beer
the
there.
The fries and their burgers are so good, Alex.
I've never had their burgers. Maybe I should go. I have been on a burger kick lately. That's really what I've been craving.
Get some meat in this girl's mouth.
I would like a brew burger to please open up in Fisher's. I've said it a million times on the show. That is, in my opinion, the best burger in the city and the best fries, and they have the best house ketchup.
Oh, God, their ketchup tastes like vomit,
I imagine.
It's
my favorite.
I love their ketchup.
No, thank you. And our final W of the Day story today, South Carolina man arrested for breaking into a home said, listen, I'm just playing a game, guys. Why do you got to call the cops? The homeowner called police after he found the man peeing in their living room.
Okay.
Yeah, from their basement steps. Must have been drunk, right? The homeowner told the man to leave and had to physically remove him from the house. The guy ran from the home but returned a short time later when the officers were investigating. He claimed he was only playing a game and he was invited to the house.
Gross.
The owner's like, no, dude, you were not invited into the house.
Yeah, who's going to believe that? Oh, it's just a game. Oh, okay. Well, have a nice night.
He told the officers, yeah, I'm a federal agent, but he didn't have any credentials on him to prove it. So he was charged with burglary, battery, and assault.
Federal agent isn't going to be playing a game in the middle of the night, breaking into people's houses.
Those right there are your dummies of the day. This is interesting, especially with things going on with Omarosa and Trump, her whole administration where she's recording everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about that, like recording someone without their knowledge?
Well, it just depends. I mean, in the White House, you definitely, that definitely shouldn't be happening, recording conversations like that secretly.
Because
she could accidentally, you know,
get information.
Exactly. That's very dangerous. She should be in jail for just that alone.
I agree. It's kind of scary what happens out there with all that taped stuff. But what about, like, if, I don't know, maybe I recorded what happens in this room when I'm not in it?
I don't know. Have you recorded what happens in this room when you're not in it?
I just would like to know what your thoughts are.
I would not put it past you. You seem exactly like the type of person that would do something like that.
Wait, what does that mean? Wait, Liv, what do you think?
Like, out of everyone I know in my life, you seem like the person that would do something like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with what Alex has said.
Why? Can you justify that reason?
I don't know. I just feel like you are always in a little bit of a panic.
I was just going to say, he's
like
always paranoid. Yes, he's always paranoid. Yeah.
He's kind of paranoid.
I'm not paranoid. Like, you're the one that thinks the world's ending or there's some like big government conspiracy going on.
Well,
like,
there is.
That's always you.
We know that.
Right, but like you, she thinks it on a bigger level. You are the opposite. You don't think on a bigger level anything's going on, but you think on a smaller level like your next door neighbor is like out to get you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think Big Brother's coming after me, but it's just interesting with everything going on lately in the news. They're saying whether you can record your boss at work without his or her knowledge really depends on your company, what state you live in. I wonder if somebody could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show if in Indiana you're allowed to record. Because there's things where there's like one party, so it's me, like I know I'm recording you guys every day,
right?
Allegedly. A two-party where both have to give consent. Like, I do it, and then Alex has to know that, hey, I could be recording whatever happens in the room when I leave.
Well, it's so weird, especially now with, like, all these things going viral. And, like, I've seen, like, videos go viral of, like, a boss at, like, Foot Locker going off on, like, an employee. And, like, that manager ends up getting fired because, like, another employee recorded it and, like, put it on Twitter or something.
I thought about
it
yesterday in our staff meeting. I just was taking a funny video of Liv because you were just... Were you off in space? What were you doing?
I for sure was off in space. I was not paying attention at all. And the video, the look on my face in the video, I look so concerned and, like, scared or nervous or something. And I think I was thinking about, like, what I was going to wear this weekend.
But I thought thought about that. Like that was just one of those Instagram things where it like does like the TV show, like the heart loving thing. But I'm like, what if I recorded something right there yesterday without my boss knowing in our meeting and got out there?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. But
well, you could probably get in trouble for that.
I'm just wondering. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
It's Nick.
Hey, what's up, man? What'd you want to say?
I work in the alarm industry, so I do surveillance and microphones. As long as it's posted, as far as I know, still in Indiana, as long as it's posted, you can record whatever you want.
What if I recorded Liv and Alex and I put up a sign after the fact, but they don't know that? Is that okay?
You have to have it put up before, as far as I know.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't have a recording device set up in here, but hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Emilia, and I was just listening to a radio show, and in the state of Indiana, as long as it's audio, only one party to the conversation has to consent.
Oh, my gosh.
And even a third party can record it as long as one party in the conversation gives the third party consent.
Interesting.
Oh, good. Okay, so all the video and audio recordings I have for when I'm not in the room are totally okay.
As long as one person in the room consents to it.
Which would be me.
No, you're the third party.
It would have to be me. Yeah, if you're not in the conversation, you're not in the room, you're just leaving a device to record, then either me or Alex has to consent to it.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, all right, bye.
You're going to pretend like she didn't call in and tell you that?
I didn't hear anything. Thank you. It's the Joe and Alex Show.